In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I am your host, Andy Pate, filling in for John Rush for the whole week. But do not fear. Reason will return to John. Reason will return to John. I'm not sure if that's actually going to happen. Reason will return to Rush to Reason next Monday when John is back. In the meantime, I forgot to mention this yesterday, Charlie, and it's an oversight. McRib is back. McRib is back. Do you like McRib? You do? He's nodding his head in there. I love McRib. I do. And it's just the most unhealthy sandwich ever made. I think what they do is take whole pigs, not even sure they're, you know, quite dead yet, and they put them into this big thing that chops them all up and mats them into these little things that are formed. They are formed to look like ribs. A mold. Yeah, they put them into a mold, you know, like a Jell-O mold. Maybe that's what they do. They take them, they pour them into these molds, and they have them sit overnight. I hope Dr. Julie isn't listening right now because I'm salivating all over the mic. Can we get a towel in here? You see, at least I'm better than Dan Muir, though, because Dan Muir, I don't know if you know this, Charlie, Dan Muir is going to lose all of his driving jobs. They're all going to fire him because he spent the last week doing nothing but circling McDonald's like a vulture, waiting, waiting, waiting. I love McRib. I don't know if you do, folks, but I do. I know it's not healthy. I know it's not right, and I know I don't care. I love McRib. I may have to get one right after I get out of here. It is very cool. Okay, we got an incredibly busy show coming up today. Incredibly busy because, first of all, I'm going to get very, very angry at the Denver Metro mayors, all of them, all throughout the area. Wait until you hear in the next segment the letter that they wrote to Polis. This is sick. This is horrible. I mean, they should all be thrown out of office. Folks, I'm telling you, if you're listening right now and you're a Denver Metro mayor, sorry, if you sign this, you should be thrown out of office. And yeah, I'm going to mention names, or at least names of the places where they are the mayors for. Unbelievable. We're going to talk about that because it's incredible. Then we're going to have Steve House at 3:30, and he's going to talk about COVID hypocrites. Because Steve is, one thing about Steve, he is not a hypocrite. Anything he says he's going to do, he does. And he holds himself to the standard he asks of anybody else. He's mad. I'm mad. We're mad. John Smallwood is going to come on at 4:05. Basically, the guy is just brilliant. He's going to talk about handling money. At 4:30, we're going to have Michelle Thompson from South Dakota Tourism. Yes, folks, there is a place where you can go and actually enjoy life momentarily. It's called South Dakota. It's pretty cool. At 4:45, Susan Koshevar from the 88 Drive-In is going to call in. And Susan is going to talk about what one major Hollywood production company has decided to do, which is going to shake up theaters nationwide. At 5:05, Patrick Neville is going to call in, and he is going to tell us all about his activities for liberty down at the Capitol, what's happening, and unfortunately some of the things that are not happening. And finally, a lady named Lindsay Light, she runs a restaurant in the Springs. She's going to tell us how people can adapt to the COVID lockdowns as well as they can. All right, but first, Charlie, are you ready? Yesterday's impossible question. 80% of people say they have never thoroughly cleaned this. What is it? I am really angry at myself. I actually had it right initially. Charlie said remote control. Okay, sorry. But you had it right the day before, so, you know, you're still ahead of me. I at first said the microwave, but then I changed it to the cars because I'm thinking, hey, my wife and I, we clean our microwave several times a year thoroughly, so I don't understand why 80% of people would say they have never thoroughly cleaned their microwave. Charlie, it is the microwave. Oh, that's disgusting. And you know where it all collects, you know, the grease and everything, it collects around the vents and it just fills them in and it, people, 80% of you out there, I just want you to know I'm frowning. Yeah, Charlie, you're right. In the corners, it collects in the corners. I'm frowning right now. Please, please, after the show, not during the show, listen to the show, but after the show, please clean your microwave. All right, today's impossible question. 9%. Well, that's a pretty small number. This is going to be hard to guess. 9% of people say this is stressing them out the most. I assume this is during COVID. It doesn't say, but 9% of people say this is stressing them out the most. Share your answer on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Charlie, you got a guess? Just nine. So it's not a biggie. Boy, I do not have a clue. What could possibly stress only 9% of people out? I mean, at this point, no, the election, that would be way over that, right? And COVID, the COVID restrictions, my gosh, that's got to be 60, 70%. Could it be? No, I was going to say people around you who don't wear masks, but there are way more than 9% of the Karens out there. You got any guess? I got nothing. Okay, I got nothing. Charlie's got nothing. We are guaranteed to get this one wrong. If you got something, please put it on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Give us an idea because we're lost on this one, folks. We do not know what only 9% of people get really, really worried about. Charlie, really quick here, what would you think would be the number one answer? I mean, what do you think's worrying more? Would you say money? Money and bills because of COVID, because of all the things, jobs. Yep, I'm going to go with that. Money, jobs, job losses, and all that. I think by far that is what's stressing about the most people. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be talking about what the Denver area mayors did. Folks, please, you're just not going to believe this. This is horrible, horrible, horrible. I can't wait to tell it to you. I've got the letter right in front of me. But first, Mighty Hand Construction. Well, winter is here. You know what that means? It's a good time to look at your roof, your siding, your windows. Why? You're paying a lot for heat, so keep it in. Mighty Hand can help. Call 970-844-9191 or go to mightyhandconstruction.com.
You will get burned looking for the cheapest option. Micah Applegate and his team at Mighty Hand Construction find that a lot of homeowners don't understand the true value of a reliable contractor. Suppose you try to manage your own remodeling project and the guy working on your basement botches the job. Now it's up to you to make him fix it or find someone else to correct his mistakes. You call company after company asking for estimates and no one will call you back. Then once they finally do get back to you, they expect you to do most of the work yourself, including coming up with the actual construction plans. It's like they don't want your money. As a local, full-service construction company in Northern Colorado, Mighty Hand operates character first, overseeing your entire project from beginning to end. Make sure you hire a contractor who will handle the process for you. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/mightyhand, honoring God, impacting customers.
Affordable Interest Mortgage with Kurt Rogers. If you're looking to improve your house for winter, by the way, now's a good time to do it because you're not spending money going out, right? But if you're looking to improve your house, you're going to need big money. And right now, that money is cheap. Housing values are sky high. Rates are super low. So call Kurt Rogers at 720-895-0500 or go to Affordable Interest Mortgage at aimortgage.net.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable interest mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298-191, Equal Credit Lender.
Okay, a good shop. In case of an auto accident, in case you have an auto accident, make sure you have some phone numbers handy, people. Please. Police, hospital, loved ones, and a good shop. 720-541-7697. Al Sturm and his team will handle the body work on your car in-house so you get your car back faster. They'll help with your insurance, too. So give them a call at 720-541-7697. Bad accident? You need a good shop.
You don't want to feel like just a number. Al Sturm, owner of A Good Shop Collision Repair, offers a different experience from the corporate conglomerates. After 40 years in the auto body industry, Al has been hearing the same thing from his customers for decades. Everybody's looking for a good shop, somewhere you can find quality service in a timely manner without wondering whether or not you're being ripped off. It's hard to know what's going on when nobody will talk to you. Today, as the owner of three locations in North Glen and Commerce City, Al gives his customers exactly what they're looking for, an independent, family-owned collision repair shop where you're more than just a number. At a good shop, not only will the final product be flawless and safe, covered by a good shop lifetime guarantee, but Al and his team will actually take the time to communicate what's going on with your vehicle. Visit klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair, worth referring.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Okay, folks. By the way, this is Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. And Andy Pate is mad. I am really mad. I am disgusted. I cannot believe this. This is a letter I didn't know. November 23rd. Okay, so this letter actually went out a couple weeks ago, week and a half ago. We just found it out. It's become public. And it went from all the Denver area mayors to our governor. You got to hear some of the parts of this. Really quick, it starts with, "Dear Governor Polis." Okay. "With our counties and more than half the Colorado's population at level red, we are extremely concerned about the looming potential loss of life and the economic effects of another shutdown." By the way, they just lied there. They're not concerned about the economic effects of another shutdown. That's a lie. Okay, they don't care about that. Not one iota, not one bit, not at all. You're going to see that here in a moment. Let me skip ahead. "There is also broad agreement that the state must evenly apply and consistently enforce public health orders." Do you know where this is going? Let me tell you. "On our November 19th call, Weld County was raised repeatedly as an example of how inconsistent enforcement of public health orders and application of dial level, they say, criteria, creates serious challenges for metro area elected officials and public health departments." Oh, no. Oh, no. They're actually living life in Weld County, and that's terrible for us. Okay. "There is broad agreement," they say, "that the state must evenly apply and consistently enforce public health orders." Here's the money shot. "For example, restaurants that refuse to close." Now, by the way, folks, they're not talking about restaurants in their jurisdictions, in their little metro places. No, 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 no. This isn't Aurora or Castle Rock or Littleton. No. They're talking statewide, mainly those outside, and they've made it clear, places like Weld County. "For example, restaurants that refuse to close in Weld County should face suspension and or revocation of state licenses." Remember yesterday we had a couple guys in here from the Parrot, and what did they say was being done? They said a lot of restaurants up that way were being threatened with their licenses and having state officials come after them for that, and health departments and so forth. This is where a lot of this came from. These are the Karen cities, okay? So these are the Karen cities. They've shut themselves down, and they want to shut down everybody else. Let me continue. "Additionally, local governments that refuse to enforce public health orders should not receive state aid or any share of state funding normally allocated. Willful noncompliance jeopardizes the lives of their residences." Yeah, right. I'm going to get into some of that in a bit, but no, it doesn't. "And those in neighboring counties." This is ridiculous. Then they say this. Given that the capacity in our regional hospital network is the critical indicator for shutdown of level purple, consistent regional enforcement is more critical now than ever. Really? About 20% of the hospital beds in the state are going to COVID. And I'm being generous because it was about 16%, but I figure it's probably up a little bit. So somewhere in that range of 20% of the hospital beds in our state right now are going to COVID. And folks, they're not even using the convention center that is designed for that. And these Karen mayors are basically saying, oh, we got to shut it down anyway. I continue. In fact, let me jump down. I'm going to jump down because they go into some garbage polling. 61% of Americans say this. The situation is much worse. 61% of Americans will say anything if you write the question right, if you don't give them any information, which, by the way, I'm going to give you here in a few minutes on COVID nationally. Getting back to the letter, not much to go. We understand that we are all learning as we go, but 9 months into this crisis, there's widespread agreement that we must improve communication and, here's the word, coordination. What does that mean? What does that mean? Coordination? That means all counties have to be stupid like us, right? That's what it's saying. All counties have to be stupid like us. Now, never mind that these guys are writing this letter to a governor who has since caught COVID following all the idiotic restrictions that they want. Okay, so the guy that they're sending this to followed everything they want. Everybody around Polis follows what they want. He's not just a mask warrior. Everybody around him is a mask warrior. And they're sending this letter to him. What happens? Then the guy, right after that, catches COVID, following all their restrictions. This is unbelievable. Now, what is this all about? What is this all about? Well, first of all, Europe, you know, where they've been locked down forever, you guys know that, right? Europe, they've been masked crazies over there forever. They've been locked down way more than America. Well, Europe has about a 30% higher death rate per 100,000 than America. I don't know if you knew that. And that's with Andrew, I just won an Emmy, Cuomo, sending patients like cattle into every retirement home he could find. So even with places like New York and New Jersey just running people into those retirement homes, not protecting them at all, and running up our numbers, let's keep in mind about 60% of COVID deaths are in Democrat-run states, right? Okay, even with that going on, Europe is still about 30% worse per 100,000. And that's with massive lockdowns, much more strict than we've even done. But what do these mayors, I don't want to say Colorado, Denver area mayors, what do they want? They want more of that, man. They want more of that. Let me tell you why. What they're basically saying is this. Hi, I am a Karen mayor. I'm stupid enough to support rules that are destroying thousands of lives, but others are staying open and making customers and employees happy. They're making us look bad. But here's the big thing. Our people are running to their towns to spend our money. And they do. They see it as their tax revenue, right? So you've got these Denver area mayors, and they see all this tax revenue going away, fluttering away, in the wind. There it goes. Why? Because they're morons, and they shut down everything, even though COVID is not killing it anywhere near the rates that they expected. I'll get to that in a moment. But then they see people running out of their counties, out of their districts, out of their cities, running up to Weld County, running up, you know, to anywhere they can that's free and spending their money. And they see that as their tax revenue. Well, I got news for you guys. It isn't your money. It's our money. And we have the right to spend it as we see fit. We like spending our money. We'd like to do it again, please. This is what this is all about. COVID is rising or falling the same across the entire state. But these bitter Denver metro mayors don't want people to see how great it is to take their money elsewhere. That's what they don't want. They're afraid of it. Okay, really quick. Just to get a little bit more before we bring in Steve House about what's happening with COVID nationwide. I know we see the numbers rising. You know, it's like 280,000 people have died. And you'll have people say that to you. 280,000 people have died of COVID. Always respond immediately. Is that 280,000 more than it would have been? Now, they'll, of course, say yes, because they're dumb. But in reality, no, it isn't 280,000 more. Now, I referenced this briefly yesterday, but I want to talk about it a little bit more today. Johns Hopkins, and I forget the lady, I'm sorry, she's one of their top research people, at Johns Hopkins, she put out a study. Now, it shouldn't have been, any kind of a big deal to put this study out. All she was doing was analyzing the numbers. She looked at the numbers of total deaths across all age groups first, okay? Then she looked at all the deaths across several years for America and how they were trending. Following me here? And she came to some very obvious conclusions. She said, after retrieving data on the CDC website, that's where she went, she compiled a graph representing percentages of total deaths per age category from early February to early September. I'm reading this from the article on that. It was in Town Hall. Which includes the period from before COVID-19 was detected in the U.S. to after infection rates soared. Okay, you get that? So she looked at numbers before COVID and numbers after COVID. Well, surprisingly, the deaths of older people stayed the same before and after COVID. In other words, the deaths among elderly Americans did not suddenly, comprise this much larger percentage of the deaths of Americans. Are you surprised at that? I actually am. I thought COVID was just a death knell for the elderly. And she said, no, that's actually not the case. Analysis of deaths per cause in 2018 revealed that the pattern of seasonal increase in the total number of deaths is a result of the rise in deaths of all causes, with the top three being, remember these, heart disease, respiratory diseases, and influenza and pneumonia. And when do those hit big? They hit at this time of year, folks. Every year. This is not new. She even said this. Her name is Briand. I forget her first name. She says, this is true every year, explained Briand. Every year in the U.S., when we observe the seasonal ups and downs, we have an increase of deaths due to all cases at this time. Here's where it gets interesting. When Briand looked at the 2020 data during this seasonal period, COVID-19 related deaths exceeded deaths from heart diseases, and that's highly unusual, since heart disease, that's usually the top one, right? But did that happen? No! Instead, there was a big decrease in deaths for all other causes, including heart disease. Now, here's the money shot. Here's what I've been building up to, and here's what I wish these Denver area mayors would be hearing right now. Here's the honest fact that this article banned, that got this article banned. By the way, it was actually banned. She put it out, and then Johns Hopkins had it banned. They didn't say that any of the facts she cited or numbers she cited were wrong. They didn't offer any counter argument, nothing. They simply said it was dangerous to put it out there. Okay, here's what got it banned. She says, and I quote, in fact, the total decrease in deaths by other causes almost exactly equals the increase in deaths by COVID-19. So Brianne concludes that the COVID-19 death toll in the United States is misleading and that deaths from other diseases are being categorized as COVID-19 deaths. Well, duh, we already know that. But here's the big money shot, folks. About the same number of people are dying this year as most years. Now, do I think it's probably a little higher? Yeah, I would think there's a little bump because COVID hastens death a little for the elderly. But the average age of COVID death is what, around 80? Is that right, Charlie? I think it's about 80. It's about the same as the average lifespan of Americans. In other words, it hastens it a little, but it's not hastening it much more than other causes have hastened death in past years. Okay, getting back to these Denver mayors, and then we're going to go to break. They are literally shutting down everything. They're shutting down all these businesses. They're having all these waitresses and waiters and cooks and people, wonderful people being laid off, can't pay for their homes, can't pay for their kids' Christmas time, by the way. They can't pay for anything. Everything's shut down. And by the way, they've created just terrified clientele out there, people walking around thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to die of COVID tomorrow. They've created this unbelievably terrible system, and it's all throughout the Denver metro area. You're crippling all these businesses. Well, what have they done it for, folks? They have done it because of something that has Americans dying at roughly the same rate they've been dying for years. And what do they do now in response? Because they see that there are some people up in Weld County and some other places that are actually having freedom, that are looking and saying, those people, by the way, up in Weld, they know the numbers. I know. I've talked to some of them, and they'll start reeling off these numbers like I just did. We have about the same number of people dying. The age of death is roughly the same as the average lifespan of America. And they go on and on and on. They know all these numbers. The people in Weld County know the numbers. They look at the data, okay? You guys here in Denver, you don't look at the data, you don't look at the numbers, you don't look at anything, and then you run businesses into the ground and you run kids into depression, and what do? You see some happy people up there in Weld County and you say, Governor Polis, shut them down. Do I sound mad, Charlie? Yeah, just a little bit. Well, I am mad, folks. I am really mad. This is terrible that they did this. This is terrible. They're actually calling on the state to send out its investigators and bust people who are actually trying to live their lives. People who actually, by the way, are following the numbers. All right? Let's take a time out. And when we come back, we're going to be with Steve House. He's going to talk about this and a lot of other things. But first, Michael Bailey Law. You know, families go a little crazy when a loved one's stuff gets involved. They do. I know we hate to think about it, but they do. Save your family from themselves. Call Michael Bailey, the mobile estate planner, today. Make your final wishes clear. 720-394-6887. One more time, 720-394-6887.
I am the ghost of legal past. I am largely irrelevant because I no longer include all of your assets. But unless you lay me to rest, I will haunt you and your heirs from beyond the grave.
KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law, spends a majority of his time talking about death and dying. So he figures he may as well have a sense of humor about it. Make sure your estate plan reflects your present, not your past. Visit klzradio.com/estate for a free consultation.
Okay, Barber's Foods, you know, we were talking to Dr. Julie yesterday, and she spoke about how healthier food will make you healthier through the holidays. Well, one good place to start, Barber's Foods. All the best meats with less hormones, less additives, and more taste than you'll find at a grocery store. And, of course, Barber's still offers 2 pounds of free Wagyu ground beef with every order. Call or text 303-466-7338, or you can order online at barbersfoods.com. Try Barber's Foods today because more natural equals more healthy.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barbersfoods.com.
Rather than struggling, you can expand your business with John Rush as your personal business coach. No matter what business you're in, it's always a mistake to wait, hold off, and see what happens. Now is the time to move forward. Two of John's clients are expanding right now, moving into new industries because they see an opportunity. John believes that as long as you fill a need, there's no reason not to grow. Send an email to John at rushtoreason.com and run your ideas by him today.
Alan Thomas, you are pushing me. I have supported ballot initiatives as a way for the people to have a voice when our legislature and governor are pushing radical progressive agendas. You see it differently. Kim Munson here. Friday, millennial author and commentator Alan Thomas will challenge my thoughts on the issue. Plus, former writer for the Rocky Mountain News, Dahlia Weinstein, weighs in on the discrepancy of reported and real COVID-19 Wuhan virus hospitalizations. That's Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
With every crisis, there is opportunity. Buying or selling your business? Kim Munson recommends Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors. Find Chris Cantwell at kimmunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate filling in for John Rush. Yes, it is the B team. It is the B team, but we have the A team on the line right now. It's Steve House. Steve, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, Andy. How are you doing? And I don't think you're the B team ever.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Wait, I just taped that. I'm going to play it over and over for my wife.
I mean, in a 52-week year, the A-team consists of John, you, and occasionally Captain America, Captain Dan. But it's all, collectively, it's the A-team. There's no B-team in this equation.
Oh, thank you so much, sir. Well, I do think we do have kind of a B-team, though, and that is any of these leaders who put down these COVID restrictions and tell us how to live our lives, and then we catch them on camera not doing it themselves. What do you think?
Oh, I know. That's crazy. I mean, now the mayor of Austin, Texas, right? He didn't do it like Hancock. He didn't do the message 30 minutes before he got on a flight. He did the message from Cabo San Lucas and telling everybody they had to stay home. I mean, that's just so absurd. You know, California, what they're doing. I got to tell you personally, yesterday, I had a lunch with two good friends. We set it up a long time ago. We decided to do it in the Cherry Creek area. We wanted to support a local restaurant, and we had to eat outside. And the tables were surrounded by heaters, but they're not that great.
Oh, really?
It's like 35 degrees and windy. And so we're sitting there eating lunch, and I leaned into the couple across from me, and I said, you know, right next to us, I mean, 8 feet away, there's a completely empty restaurant that I cannot go in for fear of getting COVID, which I've already had survived and completely recovered from. And in the meantime, I'm sitting outside here with you guys getting pneumonia. I'm like, what is the logic in this?
Oh my gosh, I had not thought about that, but that's a good point. Yeah. See, yeah. What about that? Can I ask you something really quick? We'll get right back to the hypocrisy thing, but
yep.
Immunity. We have so many people who have had it. Why can't they have a card, a pin? You know, you could wear a hat. Maybe you could all wear Bronco helmets. Nobody else does right now. So, you know, you could wear something or show people something that says, I've had it. I am now immune. Why couldn't we have that?
I think that's a very valid idea because, of course, you could have restaurants would have people in them. They would continue to do business and not go out of business. However, if you think like I think some progressive minds think, if you give one person the right to do that and people start having, you know, a good time and going back out there with their life like normal, then people will fake being in that situation themselves in order to join the party. And that comes down to a fundamental belief that, you know, certain aspects of government and government officials do not trust people. And if you don't trust people, then you can't let anybody do something for fear that everybody will want to.
So they basically think that people will be selling fake immunity buttons out of a van somewhere down on Colfax.
Yeah, I mean, something like that, right? I mean, there's already stories about people faking, you know, the fact that they've had the COVID or the coronavirus and doing it in other situations in other countries where they do have a more specific plan for, you know, who can sit in and who can't sit in, depending on what your status is.
What about if you could show it to a state, you know, agency? Like, look, a driver's license, right? Which, you know, weirdos like me think you should have to vote. But, okay, I'm weird. But if you were able to show it to a state agency, and show them, okay, here's why I went to the hospital. Here's where I was checked in. Here is my, you know, where they confirmed that I had had it. And here, you know, it's now over 2 weeks since then. Can I have the button? Shouldn't there be some kind of an official thing that only scans that way because the government created it? Or would that just be too easy to duplicate?
Well, I don't worry about the fraud so much, Andy, because I think, you know, people realize that if you get the coronavirus, for some, and it didn't happen to me or my wife, you know, there was not, the symptoms were very mild.
Right.
There are some people I know, you know, we one of our Africa team members had it back in March, and she was hospitalized, and she's only in her 40s and in good health. So it depends on who you are and what your symptoms are, but everybody has some level of motivation not to get sick because they don't really want to. So you take practical processes at hand. But then again, if you start looking at death rates, then, you know, I had a 99.5% chance of surviving COVID at my age and my health condition. That's high enough that I wouldn't even typically take a vaccine for something like that. I mean, it's just my odds are better that I'm going to survive COVID than I'm going to survive the drive to the doctor's office to have them check me.
Right. What's the point at that point?
Yeah, you get to that point. But so the problem right now is there's just so little actual information coming our way. I mean, we had Johns Hopkins publish a study saying that the excess deaths from COVID actually turns out to be there aren't excess deaths. The number of people dying this year is basically the same as it was a year ago, or going back to an average of 2014 with some, you know, specific conditions that are environments to change. But basically that, and then they had to take it down because they were basically being accused that they were, you know, deniers of the death impacts of COVID-19. I just think that the American people need the truth. Finding out, I don't know if you saw the story about, you know, antibodies being in Red Cross blood samples in America across multiple states in the 1st of December last year, across Italy in September of last year. They've now gone back and tested these blood samples and found antibodies for the coronavirus already in them as early as September of 2019, and yet the Chinese are saying they didn't know it was contagious and they didn't even know about it until the end of December.
Yeah, they're lying. And by the way, I've seen both of those stories. Your first article I was actually citing in the segment before you came on, which, you know, like you said, it came out of Johns Hopkins, and it said, basically, look, the same number of people roughly are dying this year as in past years. That even surprised me a little. I thought there'd be, you know, not a 280,000 bump, but a little bump, you know, just because it hastens it a little. But I was stunned when I saw that. Steve, how can that kind of information be hidden from the public? That is information that, you know, in the old days, Steve, we told people don't yell fire in a theater, right? We wanted to hide information only if it was going to cause a panic. That's information that stops a panic.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, and this is, again, how depends on how elected officials think about people. So on one hand, all of what you just said was right. But on the other hand, if you downplay the significance of the contagiousness of it, then you have full hospitals. You know, you can't treat patients. You know, certain people die without treatment. You know, you have to deal with that reality. But I give the American people more credit than that. I think if you told them what the scenario was and said, look, guys, you know, there's a right way and a wrong way to do this. I mean, the governor of Colorado got the coronavirus.
Right.
How did he get it if he wore a mask and socially distanced, which he said we must do in order to protect ourselves? Does it protect us or not? If he got it, how does that protect us? And you know, we want to understand that. I flew on an airplane because, you know, I've got antibodies and immunity now, and I went to see my mother. I got on an airplane with an N95 mask on, and a flight attendant, I swear to you, said to me, you need to replace that mask with one she gave me, which was a medical-looking mask, the typical one you see, because she said, that mask doesn't protect you the way this one does. And I said, you would be 100% inaccurate. An N95 mask is very protective relative to that piece of paper that should only be worn for bacteria causes in a hospital, not on an airplane. But I didn't argue because I wanted to actually get on the airplane and fly away. But I was like, this is just crazy how little information there is and how much confusion there is.
You know, it's too bad you didn't run with that, because just the image of Steve Hulse being carried by cops screaming out of an airplane sounds kind of funny for me. I'm just saying that would have been entertaining. Okay, look, I think that Governor Polis getting it, Steve, is because it's everywhere. That's it. COVID's everywhere. And like you said, it has been here in America on our shores probably, well, I'd say by last October. If they were having it from blood samples from December, right? Wouldn't you think?
Right.
Okay, so it's been around that long. Come on, folks. Come on. This is crazy. And the other thing, Steve, is that shouldn't we just show the American people the truth of the numbers and let them decide? How is that going to be a terrible thing for them to know, this is deadly. No one's saying it isn't, but it is deadly. It's causing about the same deaths at the rate as we've had for years because we've simply taken down. Look, we're calling everything COVID that has COVID attached. So we simply lowered all the other causes of death, correct?
Lung cancer by 60-some percent.
Are you serious? I didn't know it dropped that much.
Yeah, 67% less lung cancer this year than a typical year.
Now, is that because there really is, or because if COVID's involved, we call it a COVID death?
I don't think that lung cancer went away by 67% in the year. And quite frankly, with COVID, and lung cancer is a good example because, you know, one of the things that should have been happening this entire time was a big push to get people to quit smoking because, you know, coronavirus or any virus that's respiratory in nature, those are the ones that are so destructive to the average. I think it is now the average 80-year-old has lost 80% of their lung capacity.
Right.
Don't complicate the problem by being 65 and being a smoker. You know, try to help people get healthier. But we haven't focused on any of that at this point. It's all been about flattening the curve. And quite frankly, I think there was an expectation that post-Thanksgiving we would see a big spike in Colorado. I got a call from a medical professional in the state today saying they don't see any spike in Colorado whatsoever. So we were either really good about it or we went outside or something. You know, clearly there's 100,000 people in the hospital in the U.S. right now that have COVID-19. Some of that, and here's what I wish. It's like, okay, just tell us, out of those 100,000, how many are there for a two to three day treatment of Regeneron and Remdesivir? Because you got to be in the hospital to take those drugs. So that'll tell us how the turning process goes. I mean, how many people are in and out? How fast does it go? And then tell me the story, right? Get on the news and say, all right, look, if you get the coronavirus in Colorado today and you have severe enough symptoms that you need to be treated, because there's a big difference. I didn't need treatment. I had to just, you know, local home stuff. By the way, there's 59 different things you can take now at home to help you manage the coronavirus. We don't even know. A lot of people don't even know those things, from chloroquine to corticosteroids to you name it, to ivermectin even. But, you know, the bottom line is we're just not getting enough information. All we're getting is the fear points. Hospitalizations at 100,000, deaths at a record, you know, 2,600, 2,700 deaths. We don't know if all those deaths occurred in one day. Did they occur over a week and reported that way? We just don't get enough information to know whether we should be more afraid, less afraid, or in the Ron White vernacular from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, is it helmet on day or helmet off day?
That's good. I mean, that. That was good. Good reference.
Like he said, his mom said, you know, there's only two states of panic. It's either helmet on or helmet off. That's part of the problem.
Well, I'll tell you what, Steve, after the break, can I ask you about how a possible Biden presidency, which, you know, that looks likely at this point, how that would be used. I mean, how the fear would be used by a Biden White House in the medical area. Would that be okay?
Sure.
All right. We'll do that when we get back. Let's take a break here. First of all, Enchanted Kitchens. Folks, due to COVID, those holiday gatherings have been pushed back to spring and summer. So now is a great time to get your kitchen remodeled because, you know, when everybody comes back, they're going to gather where? Your kitchen. Just go to klzradio.com kitchens and fill out our contact form or call 303-376-7588. Remember, folks, the holidays have changed, but the place everyone gathers hasn't. It's your kitchen. Call Enchanted Kitchens today.
You're at the point where you're tired of living in a kitchen that doesn't work, but you're overwhelmed at the thought of a total redesign. Yes, you'd love a new kitchen that works, but you feel daunted by the process. Here's the good news. By hiring the Enchanted Kitchens design team, not only are you guaranteed a gorgeous, functional, finished product, but you also get to hand over all the stress and uncertainty to a team of professionals who know what they're doing. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens has been doing this long enough to know that every kitchen will run into at least one design challenge. But with a team of experienced designers on your side, you won't need to face those challenges alone. Have a conversation now with the Enchanted Kitchens design team and start talking through the process together. Let them make it work for you. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation at the Experience Center. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
All right, Franktown Firearms is next. If you're looking to buy a firearm, enjoy your Second Amendment rights. You can exercise that right at Franktown Firearms. There are KLZ discounts, including no rental fee when you take a class, so you can try before you buy. Go to klzradio.com or call Franktown at 720-770-7777. That is easy to remember, 720-770-7777.
Get to the range at Franktown Firearms and get your shooting skills back in shape. You consider yourself an experienced shooter, but you haven't been to the range in a while. Remember, defensive shooting skills are perishable. Firing a gun is not like riding a bike. Unless you practice regularly, don't count on your muscle memory to kick in when you need it. The team at Franktown Firearms believes the only difference between a beginner and an expert is practice. They want to give you the certainty that in a fight or flight scenario, you won't freeze. Imagine your frustration should you find yourself in the situation where you need to defend yourself or others, and you don't react the way you thought you would. Make sure you can count on your instincts. Sign up for a membership now. Mention KLZ Radio for a discount on your initiation fee. Walk-ins and non-members also welcome. Visit klzradio.com/Franktown now. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Okay, Bruce Simmons with American Liberty Mortgage. You know I keep saying it. Don't wait until you retire. A reverse mortgage line of credit will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. And Bruce Simmons can show you how. Give Bruce a call at 303-467-7821, or you can find Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com.
You don't need it now, but you will need it someday. You're still working, and you're not planning on retiring immediately, but you'd like to have cash available for your future. A reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into tax-free, liquid money available to you at any time, and you don't need to use it right away. KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has been hearing from homeowners 62 years and older who haven't retired yet, but who would like to get a reverse mortgage now while interest rates are still so low. Bruce can help you maximize the amount of money available to you, setting up a line of credit that will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Don't wait until you retire. Plan ahead now so you know you have the money when you need it. Set up a free consultation with Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
Purefoy Chevrolet, Denver is uptight, folks. There's no way around it. If you're in the market for a new or used car, then get out of uptight Denver and go relax at Purefoy Chevrolet in Fort Lupton. They've got a great selection of new and used cars, but better yet, it's like shopping at a friend's house. I loved it there. You will too. So call Purefoy Chevrolet at 303-659-8311 or go to purefoychevrolet.com.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate sitting in for John Rush with Charlie Grimes behind the glass and Steve House on the line. Steve, I want to ask you about a potential Biden administration. You talked about the fear of COVID and how a lot of these leaders are using the fear of COVID for other ends. What about universal health care? Do you foresee them using the fear of COVID to try to bring about universal health care?
Yeah, without question. I mean, whether you look at the Great Reset and what they're saying about that, including the Pope, or you look at just this generic view of what Biden refers to as Biden care, you know, any state that didn't come up with expanding Medicaid, and there were 14 states, I think, that didn't expand Medicaid, they will force a public option into those environments. But I think that at some point in time, what's going to happen is they're going to look at health itself. I mean, a healthcare plan, expanding healthcare, covering everybody, potentially more global interaction with how you provide healthcare and getting the WHO deeper into the equation in the United States, which is what I think Biden will do. You know, the coverage of healthcare and how we pay for it and the fact that he believes it's a right, those are all going to be problems because, as we've talked about before, it's sitting on top of completely dysfunctional market, no supply and demand, no transparency, none of that. Without any of that stuff, no matter what Biden's going to do, it's all going to cost a whole bunch more money, and it's not going to deliver the kind of outcomes we need. However, he is going to go that direction.
Hey, Steve, we still got about three and a half minutes here. Do me a favor and explain for everybody why a public option will wipe out the private options. Because I know a lot of people think, well, he's just adding a government choice that takes care of the poor, and that's not going to hurt the rest of the market. Please correct them.
Well, first of all, the design of a public option has to meet a couple really important criteria for Joe Biden, and that is, one, it's got to be able to cover the poor, and two is it cannot look like a reduced-cost healthcare option because those folks are going to say, look, we got coverage, but it's a crappy little plan, and we don't get preventative services. This is why Obamacare was so hard on the system. So he's going to do that, and once you do that, once you give everybody the same thing, the same care, for a lower price, who isn't going to migrate to that?
No, I agree.
I mean, the capitalists in us are going to say, you know what? I'm paying $800 a month. I can go to this, you know, public option thing for $465 a month, and they can't deny me the coverages they explain. Well, eventually what's going to happen is you won't be able to deliver those services. There'll be too much demand for it. It'll be too low in price. The capitalist part of the market will say, look, I can't supply that. So instead of seeing 50 people today, I'm going to see 20 people today. You know, you'll see all kinds of reactions from the market when you get to that point, and none of it will be good.
Right, Steve. I mean, isn't it basically the same as public education? People say, well, you can have public or private. Yeah, but I already have to pay for public. So you're saying I have to first pay for the public option in education or in medicine, right? And then if I want another option, I got to pay again. Well, obviously, the vast, vast majority are going to do the exact same thing they do with public education. They're going to go to the public option, and it's going to wipe out the free market.
Yeah, and if you think about it, that's exactly right, Andy. If you think about Colorado Article 9 of the Constitution, Section 2, where they talk about public education is free to all students. So on one hand, you have a constitutionally mandated right to get educated in a public sense. However, how do you define the quality of it? How do you define the viability of that education? We take tests and stuff like that, but if you don't pass, you don't pass. If you graduate from high school and you can't do math or read, you still graduated from high school. Nobody says that you get it. If you do the same thing in healthcare, they're going to say, you know what, Andy, we treated your disease, and you know what, you didn't get great outcomes, but we still treated your disease, and that's what our obligation was.
Okay, Steve, we got about 45 seconds left. Let me get one last question to you. What are these COVID restrictions going to do to restaurants and retail in this wave that we're going through right now?
Well, I think we've already seen the loss of so many businesses, and you know, you can see the lockdown in LA came today. You know, it's like you can't go anywhere, do anything, period. You know, restaurants are going to continue to go out of business. I mean, we've already lost 500,000 black-owned businesses nationwide. We're losing 30-35% of our restaurants, probably more of that. It's going to be really hard for you and I to find a place to have lunch if this continues very much longer. The good news is the vaccines are close. And by the way, I'm not worried about the quality of the vaccine. When we started to make mRNA vaccines back in 2005, it was the key to what happened here. They're going to be good. They're going to work. I don't need one, but if you need one, you ought to take one because I think they're going to actually be very good.
Okay, Steve, really quick, you got a couple seconds. Where can people reach you?
Best thing to do is just email me at, shouse@houseforcolorado.com.
Fantastic.
I maintain that email. So.
Fantastic, sir. Well, you have a great weekend, and we'll see you again next week. In the meantime, that is the end of hour number one. If you missed the first hour, folks, it will replay at 6 o'clock. But until then, join us for the second hour. We've got John Smallwood coming up after the break here on Rush to Reason KLZ 560.